Friends, if I were to start talking to you about all that God is placing within our grasp, we couldn't believe it. We need to share those blessings intentionally. If we don't make a deliberate choice, everything's going to get in our way, from selfishness to forgetfulness. We need to share these blessings outwardly, because if we don't, all we're going to do is have dinner with ourselves week after week after week after week. And if we don't share unknowingly, we're going to run into ourselves headlong, because we know nothing. We're going to run headlong into our own plans and basic presuppositions. We're going to run headlong into all the things that we believe ought to be, and God says, excuse me. Isn't it time that you trust me? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time as a congregation that we pray together. It's time as a congregation that we stand up together. It's time as a congregation that we share together. I'm not satisfied, are you? I'm not satisfied for what I'm doing personally. I can do so much more. I love you today. Because friends, across the board in this congregation, God's people, you are the ones that are giving me the authority to stand in a pulpit like this and call people to be the kind of people they ought to be. You're the ones that empower that and enable us together to do that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. Boy, I am excited.
We all can use some encouragement, and we're going to find it together today in the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton. Stay with us.
The Encouraging Word.
This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist. And today we continue in the book of Hebrews as we understand how God wants to fuel the movement of our lives forward, not staying the same, but moving us forward. As we study the Word together, know that we're here for you. We're connecting online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to talk with you, pray with you, and connect you with great resources that will help you grow in your faith. Now let's open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
Well, there are three principles here in verse 2 that I believe God would have us to hide in our hearts today. Number one, principle number one, share intentionally. You're going to notice there, if you look at me, with me at chapter 13 and verse 2. Right at the beginning of verse 2, the writer says this. He says, do not forget. Now, that's an interesting statement, this imperative. By the way, it's an imperative. It's not a suggestion. It's a mandate. God is looking into the heart of people like Don Wilton and saying, Don Wilton, I'm about to lower the boom on you, son. I'm about to tell you that because you have been blessed, do not forget. Share intentionally. And so I began to examine this. I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, why are we exhorted to not forget? What causes people like me to forget? Let me make a number of suggestions to you today as to why we are so prone to forget to share our blessings intentionally. Number one, selfishness. I don't know how else to say this, folks, but all of us are intrinsically, by nature, very selfish people. I don't know if you've ever met somebody that you would say of that person, goodness me, are they tight-fisted or what? Can I just summarize what you're saying? You're not saying they tight-fisted, you're just saying they're selfish. Let's call a spade a spade. A tight-fisted person is a selfish person, and all of us struggle with that, because it is our human Adamic nature. It is my nature to want to do things for me. I want to look right. I want to feel right. I want it for me. I want to take care of number one. It's a human trait, is it not? Our natural propensity in our Adamic nature is to be selfish, to point inwardly toward ourselves. And selfishness causes us to forget. Number two, blindness causes us to forget to share our blessings. Many people today, including myself, spend many hours walking around like mules with blinkers on. Some of us take it one step further. We just simply wrap a cloth all the way around our eyes. We put patches over our eyes, and we just choose to be blind. When Jesus looked upon the multitudes, the Bible says that he looked upon the multitudes with great compassion, and he said to us, "See the multitudes." Now, why would Jesus compel us to see the multitudes? Because Jesus understood that blindness in the human heart prevents us from giving that which God has given us to give. It's a great deterrent to giving. Sometimes we just choose to be blind. We just shut it off. We don't want to see it. Number three, and I'm afraid I don't like this, but it's so true of myself, forgetfulness causes us to forget. Forgetfulness. Number four, carelessness. How do you describe carelessness, folks? We're just careless as people. You talk about sharing the blessings, we just get careless. It's just carelessness. Number five, disdainfulness. Now, that's a little bit more of a major negative term. Most of us, including myself, we just develop a disdain for needs. We just have a disdain. There have been times in my life when I've been going to the restaurant or I have my family and I'm on holiday and somebody comes up and has a need. In my heart, I just have a disdain. Just go away. Just go away, man. I don't need, just get lost. I don't need this right now. I don't want to deal with this. Disdainfulness. Why do we forget? Why do we forget? Oh, maybe selfishness, maybe blindness, maybe forgetfulness, maybe just rank carelessness, maybe disdainfulness. How about fullness? I love my wife, you know that. I can't stop talking about it. One of the things she loves to do whenever I go and do the grocery shopping is she loves to make sure that I sit down and have a complete meal before I go. Now, I like this arrangement. I'm not complaining about it, but the reason she wants it is because if I go and do the shopping on an empty tummy, folks, I come back with 5 loads of stuff and it's all junk food. Now, folks, let me tell you, there's something about having a full tummy that causes you just to forget what it means to go hungry. You know, sometimes I'm just so full. Had a good meal, thank you. I just quite frankly don't understand it. I can't understand why someone would get cold in winter. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous? Cold in winter, are you crazy, man? I don't ever get cold. If I get cold, I put on a jersey, find myself a blanket, I put the heat on, wrap myself up warmly, get a cup of hot chocolate, whatever it is, but I can make myself cold in winter. How could anybody possibly get cold in winter? My tummy's full, thank you. God looks into my heart and says to me, Don Wilton, do not forget. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to give it all away. We need to just give it away. First Baptist Church, we just need to give it away. Everything God has given to us, we just need to give it away. I want to make an announcement today. Somewhere in America, somebody's going to stand up and say, because God has given to me, I'm going to give it away. How do we give it? We give it intentionally. It is a deliberate act of choice. Do not forget. Well, there's a second principle involved in sharing the blessing. We are not only to share intentionally, but we are to share outwardly. Look at the same part of that first verse structure there. He says, do not forget to entertain strangers. This is an interesting principle here, folks. Notwithstanding what God tells us to do with action number one is that we need to love one another. Action number two is we need to love all those others who are not one another. Are you listening today? You go to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, for example. Paul says this to the church at Galatia. He says, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In other words, let's not discount all people. Those are the subject under consideration. Strangers. Those people who fall outside our circle of comfort. Hospitality in Paul's time was considered one of the greatest virtues of all. You might say to me today, Pastor, what is hospitality? Hospitality, my friend, sharing outwardly is a recognition of my blessings. That's what it is. When I share outwardly, it is a thankfulness for blessings. It is a sharing of blessings. It is a ministry through blessings. And finally, it is a testimony to the giver of my blessings. When God tells me to share outwardly, He's telling me to reach outside my comfort zones. I'm just going to ask a rhetorical question here today. When last did you and your family take somebody out to eat that is not part of your inner circle? How many of you, every Sunday, the only people you ever eat with is your own family? Now, folks, you ought to do that with your own family. I do that with my family. I must do that with my family. I must do that with my church family. But how many times do I go out and deliberately, intentionally reach outwardly? God says, share outwardly.
Please forgive the interruption. Oh, it's so hard to do. We hear the Word of God speak to us. We hear Dr. Don talk about giving it away, but sometimes we hold it so tightly. And yet when we loosen our grip and hold it loosely before the Lord as an offering, then He allows us not only to give it away, but He replaces it and fuels that generous spirit. Goodness gracious, I pray that you're finding new ways to bless your family with a generous spirit. Your coworkers, your people that you go to school with and hang out with, the planting the seed, generous spirit of giving it away, it just will change your perspective.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
We'll be back with more with Dr. Don Wilton in just a minute, but I want to remind you that every single day we send out an email called the Daily Encouraging Word from Dr. Don. It's a word of encouragement from Dr. Don, but also a great point of Bible study. It's available on our website at theencouragingword.org, but you can also text to get your copy. Text DAILY, that one word, DAILY, to 30500. We'll send you a link, and you'll be set up in no time. That's DAILY. Just text the word DAILY to 30500. We'd love to connect you with that Daily Encouraging Word email. Now back to today's teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
Some of you, all you're doing is hanging around with the same person. You're at their house, you travel with them, you eat with them. You don't do anything outside of your own circle. God looks into my heart and says, Don Wilton, that's enough talk from you, son. Let's roll. Well, there are two principles there. Share intentionally, share outwardly, and number three. Now, this is really going to get down to it. Share unknowingly. Now, look at this last part. You thought I'd never get there. For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Now, folks, listen. If you and I share unknowingly as action number two, principle number three, as believers, what does it mean to do this unknowingly according to the Word of God? Here's what it is. Number one, it speaks of the motive for which I share. If I do something unknowingly, it speaks about my motive. What it does is it causes me to examine my heart before God to make certain that whatever it is that I'm doing only for one reason. My motive is pure. I'm not asking for anything. Folks, there's too much giving with strings attached going on in the church today. We need to stop this nonsense. We need to stop this nonsense as Christians. Give intentionally. Give specifically because God has told you to give. But give with a pure motive. Take your hands off it. Say, I'm just giving this because God put this in my heart and He's going to bless it. If a beggar comes to your door and you give that money to him or whatever it is you give to him, folks, that's it. You gave it out of a pure motive. You gave it unknowingly. So what if that beggar goes and spends that money on alcohol? I pray that he doesn't, but my motive has got to be right for God to bless it. If he comes and says to me, I'm hungry, and I give him a bite to eat, I need to give him a bite to eat with pure motives. If he comes and says, I need bus fare, and I examine him, and I choose to give him money for bus fare, I need to give him money for bus fare. If he wants to go and abuse that, I still need to give it to him unknowingly. Do you get abused? You better believe it. But give with motives that please the Lord. Number two, it not only speaks of the motive for which I share, but it speaks of the manner with which I share. You see, if I give unknowingly, it not only tells me why I am doing this, but it speaks to how I am doing this. It speaks to the excellence with which I give. I've been guilty over the years of giving with this hand and then demanding certain behaviors and things with the other hand. Folk, let me tell you, God wants me to give because He puts it in my heart. He wants me to give with a pure motive in my heart, but He wants me to do it in the right manner. He wants me to give in a spirit of spiritual excellence, which means that I need to give way beyond my capability to give. I need to go way beyond the parameter of normalcy. I need to do it excellently, magnificently. I don't need to give little drips and drabs of my home and my heart and my money and my talents. I need to just say, Lord, here I am, use me. I want to share this blessing. It not only speaks to the motive and to the manner, but number three, it speaks to the manner. The manner which falls from heaven as a result of all I share. Now, folks, listen to this. The Bible says that when we share our blessings, you just may, in so doing, find that you are entertaining angels without knowing it. What in the world does that mean? It means, just in summary, you give. I'm telling you, God's manna is going to pour out of heaven. The more you open your hand, the more God will put in your hand. Are you willing to share the blessing? Would you do that today? Would you share that blessing? Friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Over 40 years ago, a small group of men from this church with their wives got together. And God spoke to their hearts about something they couldn't conceive of. They put their money together. They made an investment in something they couldn't even imagine. Had no concept of what God would do with the television ministry of First Baptist Church. But all they wanted to do was to share the blessing. I believe to the glory of God, you could parade hundreds of thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people today, that God has blessed their lives because a group of people like you just made an intentional decision to share the blessing. I believe this congregation is filled with hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people who are sharing the blessing. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, as your pastor today, that we need to give it away. I submit to you today that in America, that God is raising up a people for a time like this, who are going to rise up together and open their hands and say, Father, we're going to give it away. And folks, I want to tell you something today, because God has put this in my heart. I believe that even 25 years from now, you and I are not even going to be able to comprehend what we hold in these hands of ours. Because the more we open our hands, the more God is going to fill them up. It's time to share the blessing. It's time, my beloved people, that we open our hands and our hearts and our homes and we rise up, and that we be counted for righteousness in these United States of America. It's time that we step forward with boldness and a resoluteness within our hearts, and that collectively we make an announcement that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Friends, if I were to start talking to you about all that God is placing within our grasp, we couldn't believe it. We need to share those blessings intentionally. If we don't make a deliberate choice, everything's going to get in our way, from selfishness to forgetfulness. We need to share these blessings outwardly, because if we don't, all we're going to do is have dinner with ourselves week after week after week after week. And if we don't share unknowingly, we're going to run into ourselves headlong because we know nothing. We're going to run headlong into our own plans and basic presuppositions. We're going to run headlong into all the things that we believe ought to be. And God says, excuse me, isn't it time that you trust me? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time as a congregation that we pray together. It's time as a congregation that we stand up together. It's time as a congregation that we share together. I'm not satisfied, are you? I'm not satisfied for what I'm doing personally. I can do so much more. I love you today. Because friends, across the board in this congregation, God's people, you are the ones that are giving me the authority to stand in a pulpit like this and call people to be the kind of people they ought to be. You're the ones that empower that and enable us together to do that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. Boy, I am excited. How about you? How about you? It's time for us to give. It's time for us to share. Let's take this ministry of excellence and let's excel together as brothers and sisters in Christ and ask only one thing in return. Let's only ask one thing in return. Let's just make this a matter of policy. Only one thing in return. Lord Jesus, would you receive all the glory? That's all we want to do. Nothing else. Are you ready? Let's roll.
What a great challenge. Are you ready? Is there something that needs to be adjusted? Boy, we would love to pray you into the next. We connect right now on our phones at 866-899-WORD and would love to pray with you and for you, to pray God's empowerment as we roll together, not as this church or that church, but as the body of Christ, the church, changing this world in which we live. Our pastor has a closing thought, but I want to jot this number down, 866-899-WORD. Even as the pastor is speaking, if you want to call, we would love to meet you there, 866-899-9673. Here's Dr. Don.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you ready to give your heart to Jesus? I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
Well, again, if the Lord has spoken to you through the pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, today, let's connect. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And as we store up our defensive, understand how God can use Scripture in our lives to combat the enemy, we have a wonderful resource I want you to hear all about.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Our time's gone for today, but all this study in Hebrews continues all week long here on The Encouraging Word. So I pray you'll join us again, same time tomorrow, as we open God's encouraging word together and anticipate His moving through His word to encourage us. If you want to stay connected, you can do it on our website, theencouragingword.org. And remember this, if you need someone to talk with or pray with, we stand ready to connect 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.